Misanthrope Radio, broadcasting to the world.
Misanthrope Radio,
broadcasting to the world.
Misanthrope Radio,
broadcasting to the world.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope
Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
From high on top of your mom.
Misanthrope Radio.
With your host, Kaiki Juberg.
It's not my fucking name.
Who the fuck came up with Kaiki Juberg?
My bad, that's just what it says here. Oh, here's another one. With your host, Hebe Goldstein.
That's not my fucking name either.
Basically, we don't know his name.
So there's this fucking guy that I work with. You know, I'm not going to say that I work with him because I don't work with him, but I see him at the job. You know what I mean? He works in a different department. Anyway, I see this motherfucker almost every day because of the type of job that I do, and he blows into the room, is there for a few minutes, and then blows back out of the room. But it's the way he does it. He hits the fucking room talking. I don't know who he's talking to out in the hallway, but when he hits, maybe he's talking to me before he even gets in the room. I don't know. But he fucking hits the room talking, talks the entire time he's there, and then is talking all the way out the door. It's not like it's fucking irritating or anything. There's lots of people that do that shit. They can't stand to have blank space. So they feel like they got to yap the entire time they're in your presence. You know what I mean? Like, this is a fairly fucking common thing. This guy, though, it's the way he says everything that is noteworthy. He hits the fucking door talking, and then he spouts out a whole bunch of shit, and it's the way he delivers the message, whatever the message may be. Now, thankfully, for all of the rest of us in the world, this guy's kind of a buffoon. To be honest with you, I don't know if he's actually a buffoon or if he is a supervillain disguised as a buffoon. I haven't quite figured that out yet, but I'm studying him. More to follow. But I say thankfully for us he's a buffoon, because if he wasn't a buffoon, if he weren't a buffoon, wasn't. English kicks my ass sometime. If he was not a buffoon, we would have serious fucking problems, because this motherfucker, the way he talks, has everything in him, all of the fucking tools required to be a world-class demagogue. The word demagogue, incidentally, is defined as a leader who obtains power by means of impassioned appeals to the emotions and prejudices of the populace. Okay, so maybe that doesn't apply exactly, because let me try to explain it this way. The way this guy talks, everything about him, from his physical appearance is that of just an unassuming fucking late 50s dude, balding, clean-shaven guy who is, I'm not going to say he's thin, but he's old guy thin, in that he is completely of average height and build, but he has, you know, a beer gut from knocking back a six pack every night. He is your standard issue blue collar late 50s meatball. Been working at the same place his entire life. You know what I mean? But it's the way he talks. Everything about him screams normal guy, dude you can trust. He'd probably be a hell of an insurance salesman. But then he opens his mouth. And when he opens his mouth, that's when the magic happens. From the timbre of his voice to the lilt of his cadence to the words that he uses to the earnest expression on his face, he just exudes credibility to where you kind of just tune him out. Like you're not even really listening to what he's saying, but it must be true because of the way he's delivering it and his overall appearance. He would be a fucking scary politician. Because he hit the door today, and this is as best representation as I can do of what he said. Well, I gotta be honest with you, I gave him a good solid 2 days this week. I'm gonna go ahead and call in. The next 3 days, I'm going down the lake, I'm gonna go fishing. I'm gonna tell you, I don't care if it rains the whole time I'm there, I'm gonna sit down there with my umbrella and my Pabst Blue Ribbon, I'm gonna drink me some beer and I'm gonna catch me some fish. I'm not coming to work. I just don't see the need. I don't see the point. I believe these boys here can make this cheese without me. And you catch yourself kind of lulled into a trance when this guy starts talking. And you find yourself kind of nodding along with whatever he happens to say. The words he uses, the diction, the pace with which he speaks, and the very earnest tone makes you believe that whatever comes out of his mouth must be absolutely reasonable. Sounds perfectly reasonable. And you find yourself kind of nodding along while never necessarily taking 100% of your mind off of the task that you were working on before he blew into the room. You find yourself kind of half listening to him, still working on the stuff that you were supposed to work on, nodding along and agreeing, and then he fucking blows out the door. You don't really give it a second thought, and 5 minutes later, it fucking hits you. Wait, what? Did that motherfucker just say he was going to call in for the next 3 days? Well, he sure as fuck did, didn't he? That's fucking terrifying. That is a fucking terrifying quality to have. I don't really know that this fucking meatball has any idea the power that he wields. That's some fucking Saruman the White level fucking vocal powers. I noticed this a few days ago, that I was just kind of absently nodding along and agreeing with whatever he said. Not just nodding along to be polite, but actually kind of agreeing. Part of my brain switched off when he hit the fucking room and started yammering about whatever he happened to be fucking yammering about. I was actually agreeing. Yeah, man, call in sick. Fuck these motherfuckers. Absolutely, they don't need you here. No, you've given him a hard fucking 2 days. I'm thinking all this shit in my mind while still working on the shit that I was working on when he walked in the room. And then not until about 5 minutes later did it occur to me that this motherfucker just said he's going to call in for the next 3 days. And that's not the first time this shit's happened, but it is the first time I've noticed it. So he was in my office today, but 3-4 days ago, he hit the fucking room, yammering, blah, 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 seemed perfectly reasonable. Yeah, dude, totally had me eaten out of the fucking palm of his hand. And then he bailed. What did he talk about? I can't fucking remember. That's what I'm saying. That's what's so fucking scary about this guy. He's got me fucking agreeing to shit. I don't even know what the fuck I'm agreeing to. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck else have I agreed to in the past? Why am I just noticing now? This shit's been going on for months. What has this supervillain got me to sign off on? Verbally agree to. But I'm telling you, the way he talks is so disarming and so hypnotic that he could fucking say anything. And I think the average person, me being average and a representation of the group of average people, would find themselves totally agreeing and thinking whatever he's saying is absolutely reasonable. He's neighborly. He's like your fucking best friend's dad. Just a guy that you trust, you know? So now I'm fucking paying attention because he can walk in the room and say fucking anything. But the effect he has is very trance-like. Hypnotic, even. Well, buddy, I'm out of here for the day. I've had enough for the day. The old lady and I are going to kick back a few tonight. You know Charlie Cox from down the corner store? Yeah, he's coming over. He brings his old lady over, too, every now and then. And we kick back a few, you know, listen to music, have a little pizza or something out there on the wood fire grill. Then about 10:30, 11 o'clock, we'll go ahead and slip Charlie $20. And he lets me lay underneath the glass coffee table. He squats down, takes a giant shit right on top of that glass coffee table. And I'm telling you what, it's not a sexual thing with me, but I just like to sit there and watch his asshole open that poop come out. It's gratifying. Well worth the $20. Now, his wife, on the other hand, she's a little bit more expensive. It's an extravagance for the wife and I to spring on that because she ain't doing it for no less than $50. But once, twice a year, we'll go ahead and spring for that $50 coffee table shitting extravaganza, and we just have a great old time. Old Charlie Cox is a good shit. You know old Charlie Cox? That's a good old boy right there. He and his wife aren't into filming that, but they could really make some money. And you find yourself going, yeah, shitting on a coffee table, fuck yeah, I'd like to see that too. No, I totally get it. Yeah, I understand it's not sexual, but it's probably something that's mildly entertaining to watch. Yeah, fuck yeah, it's money well spent, man. You guys are doing the right thing. You're doing the Lord's work. Okay, hey, we'll check you next time, man. Take care. And then about 5 minutes later, it hits you. Did that motherfucker just say he lays underneath a glass coffee table and has Charlie Cox from the fucking gas station down the street squat over the glass coffee table and take a giant shit on it? That you heard that, right? Yeah, that, okay. Fucking hell. I was agreeing with him. That motherfucker had me thinking, yeah, that would be kind of a cool thing to see. What the fuck just happened? It's fucking diabolical. The effect that that guy has on everyone he talks to, and I think he doesn't have any idea. If he fucking knew he could be running significant portions of the world, people would just hand him the power. The cadence, the tone of his voice, the way he is so earnest and just believes whatever he's saying, your mind kind of shuts off and you just trust him. You're like, yeah, absolutely. Coffee table shitting's the way to go, bro. Now, I totally get where you're coming from. Fuck yeah, fuck TV. That's way better than TV. And then he leaves. The effect wears off after a few minutes and you're like, what the fuck did I just agree to? Do I have to go shit on a coffee table for him? That motherfucker's terrifying. He could fucking say anything. I'm convinced. I'm convinced he could say anything. I'm convinced he might have actually said anything. And I've just fucking blindly agreed to it. Well, partner, you know what I've been working on? I went ahead and got me a bad case of them fucking pinworms. You know what pinworms are? They're these little near microscopic worms that live in your intestine, right? And I went ahead and I felt my asshole itching one day and I thought, I'm not going to do nothing about it. I want to get them real bad, real bad. And they just tear you up at night because when your body realizes it's about to go to sleep, it releases a chemical that awakens these pinworms and they start heading for your butthole. And they all come out of your butthole there and they lay their eggs all over your anus and the area around it. And you're like, yeah, pinworms. Fuck yeah, I've heard about those. Pinworms. Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, that doesn't sound too bad. Probably a great way to lose weight. I'm telling you, it just tears your asshole up. And in the night, you just can't stand it, and you start itching it with your fingers. You get all them eggs up underneath your fingernails and everything. But I've taken it one step further, because it's not enough for me to just infect people locally. You know, I was caking them up underneath my fingernails and then just making sure I wipe fingernail muck on every surface and every doorknob that I can find. You know, share the pinworms with everybody. It's my idea of spreading just a little bit of fucking hell. You know what I'm saying? But I took it one step further, and I've been fucking taking masking tape and running it along my asshole first thing in the morning and getting all them eggs off of there and then putting them on envelopes and then mailing out a whole bunch of letters, whole bunch of checks and stuff. Like my mortgage, fuck those guys. I got one of them adjustable rate mortgages. You heard of them? I started out at 3.5% and then it goes up to 7% and sometimes it comes back down, sometimes it goes back up. I don't ever know what I'm gonna be paying, so I just put some fucking pinworm eggs on my check and on my envelope every time I send it up so I can give them motherfuckers the gift that keeps on giving. All right, well, I gotta go. I'll catch you next time. You're like, yeah, that's a fucking great idea. Fuck those creditors. Fuck everybody I owe money to. I'm going to give them pinworms, too. Can I get some of those fucking pinworms, dude? Yeah, let me suck on your finger for a minute. Let me get some of those eggs. That sounds awesome. Nah, I'm not trying to toss your salad, but if you wouldn't mind to give me a few fresh ones. Yeah, right there. Right there on your fingertip. Fuck yeah. Okay, let me take... You've helped me out, man. Take care. I'll catch you next time. And then 5 minutes later, when the trance wears off, bro... Did I just suck pinworm eggs off that guy's finger? Why did you let me do that? Oh, you suck some off too? Fuck. Guy's like a fucking... What just happened? I can't believe we just did that. Hey man, I'm glad you're here. I was going to tell you, one of the things that we like to do from time to time is we like to go down and test drive brand new pickup trucks and big F-250s or F-350s or if you can find them an F-450, and then we like to take that... right about 2:15 in the afternoon when all the kids are in their classrooms and drive it right through a fucking school. Oh, yeah, that does sound like fun. You mean like a school zone? No, not a school zone. Like, actually, through the fucking school. It's one of our favorite things to do. Get a little liquored up, go test drive you a big old F2, F3, F450, and just drive it through a fucking school and leave the keys in it and walk away. Goddamn, that's a good time, isn't it? Yeah, that sounds fucking great, bro. Where do you do that? You just go to any dealership? Yeah, that's a great thing about them fucking Ford dealerships is they're usually within a good half mile, maybe mile and a half tops from elementary school. Nothing like running over elementary kids with an F-450, let me tell you, the noise that makes. Oh, yeah, I bet that is entertaining. Yeah, that sounds like a really good fucking way to spend the evening. Hey, thanks for stopping by, man. 5 minutes later, the trance wears off. Hey, bro, did that motherfucker just say he drives through school buildings with F-450, like, right before it lets out for the day? Jesus Christ, did you... Why didn't you say something? You were looking to test drive 1-2? Fuck me. What the fuck just happened? The guy's powers are uncanny. You know, in the Star Wars universe, they say only the weak-willed will give in to, like, a Jedi mind trick. I must be one weak-willed motherfucker, because that dude could literally walk in and say anything, and I'll be like, yeah, sounds totally reasonable. We should fucking totally do that. Yeah, no problem. Hey, buddy, I'm glad you're here. Well, it's springtime, my favorite time of year. You want to know why? Because we got new calves in the yard. The heifers have all given birth, and I got brand new calves in the yard. Now, what we like to do is we like to take the prettiest calf. And what we do is we get the prettiest calf of the whole group, and what we do is we get a little bit liquored up. You know, got to have a little bit of that liquid courage, a little bit liquid fun. And then we'll go out there with pliers and we'll yank all its teeth out. And then, you know, we give them teeth to the wife so she can go ahead and make jewelry and shit to sell down at the fucking farm store. And then I like to just go ahead and let that brand new calf suck on my cock like it's one of them baby feeding bottles. Nothing, I'm telling you, ain't nothing like a good old cow blowjob. Oh, yeah, cow blowjob. I've never had one of those. What's that like? Is it pretty good? Well, the teeth would be a problem because, you know, they got a whole lot of strength in them jaws, but those baby cow jaws are just weak enough to where you get just the right amount of pressure and then their tongues are just going nuts on the bottom side of your fucking wang. You know what I mean? Turns you out in probably 30, 45 seconds. Well, yeah, man, that sounds perfectly reasonable. I can understand why spring would be your favorite season. Getting sucked off by the livestock, fuck yeah, I totally get it. Makes me want to buy a farm. You think I could buy a farm? How much do you think farms are going for nowadays? Oh, hey, thanks for stopping by, man. Take care. 5 minutes later. Bro, did you hear that motherfucker say that he pulls all the teeth out of one baby cow every spring and then basically face rapes it for the rest of the year? Well, why didn't you say anything? Oh, you were looking at buying a farm too? Fuck. What just happened? Hey, man, I'm glad you're here. I wanted to catch you before I left out of here for the day. You know old Chucky Cobb down the corner store? You ought to come over to the house tonight. We're doing something really cool. It only happens a couple times a year, but he's got one of the biggest fucking hemorrhoids I've ever seen in my life. And then what you do is we're going to all take turns getting in there and chewing off about the top third of that fucking hemorrhoid, and he's going to spray ass blood all over your fucking face. And then you take a scrub brush and you scrub your face off, and it's almost like stem cells for your complexion. Look how fucking youthful I look, man. I'm almost 60 years old. I don't look a day over 45. No, man, you really don't. You look great. And that's all from asshole blood, huh? Wow, who knew? All these women are spending money on Noxzema and Oil of Olay shit. All they have to... Who knew all they had to do was let Chuck Cobb bleed his ass on their face? Yeah, it sounds perfectly reasonable. No, I'll totally be there. What time are we doing it? Well, about 7:30, 8 o'clock, somewhere in there. You know, make sure you get something to eat ahead of time, because I'm not making no food or nothing. Might have a few cold treats, if you know what I'm saying, but we're going to get into eating on Chucky Cobb's ass probably about 7:30, 8 o'clock on the dot. No later than 8 o'clock. And then once we all get good and blooded up, you know, we'll scrub and get that blood all down in the pores and let it go ahead and cleanse you out, you know what I'm saying? Chucky likes to have that top third chewed off, because he knows he's sitting on a gold mine. We always throw him a few dollars at the end, just to, you know, let him know we appreciate his efforts and what he's going through for us. 7:30, 8 o'clock tonight. I'll make sure to eat before I come. And do I need to bring my own scrub brush? Yeah, I'll probably just go ahead and bring my own scrub brush. I could really use something because I've got all these fine lines and wrinkles here. And if Chucky Cobb's asshole blood will fix that up, yeah, I'm in. Oh, hey, thanks, man. Thanks for coming by. No, seriously, anytime. 5 minutes later. Hey, bro, did you hear how they get together with Chuck Cobb and chew the top off of a giant hemorrhoid he's got and then take turns letting him bleed asshole blood on their faces for, like, skincare? Okay, well, why didn't you say something? Oh, you were planning on coming too? Fuck. What the fuck just happened? Hey, man, glad you're here. Glad I caught you before I ducked out of here for the day. Well, the old lady and I are getting ready to head out to Yellowstone. We go to Yellowstone every year, and one of our favorite things to do, there's this one particular group of bison. You know what a fucking bison is? It's goddamn buffalo. Bison is just a better way to say buffalo. You know what I'm saying? But we like to go up there, and we like to hang out with this one specific herd of bison. And I've taken to fucking blowing them every year, and let me tell you what, it has done wonders for my back hair. My shit on my back is so lustrous and beautiful nowadays, I'm thinking about skinning myself for my own fucking pelt. So you suck off buffalo and their fucking sperm that you then swallow, right? Yeah, I fucking swallow. My mom raised a good boy, you know. There ain't no sense in putting it in your mouth if you're not going to swallow it. That's what my mom always said, and my dad would have hit me if I'd done otherwise. So then you swallow the fucking bison sperm, and then you grow, like, really lustrous back hair. Fucking, that sounds great. Yeah, it sounds totally reasonable. Who wouldn't want a nice back pelt? I could probably get $50-$75 for that, right?
Well, let me tell you, way more than that. You go up there and you start cultivating yourself a back pelt, I'll help you skin it when it comes time and it's as lustrous as mine, and you could probably make $400-$600, and then you can grow that skin back. That shit ain't gonna be gone forever. You go up there and you keep blowing them fucking bison and growing that back hair, you can make all the money you want, goddamn.
Well, yeah, that sounds totally fucking reasonable, man. You said Yellowstone, huh? Fucking, we were looking for a place to go on vacation anyway. Thanks, man. Thanks for coming by. 5 minutes later.
Hey, bro, did you hear that motherfucker come in here say he sucks off bison to grow back hair from their sperm? Like, he drinks their fucking jizz and then grows back hair, and he's going to harvest that and harvest the pelt and make money on it? Did you hear that? Every year he goes... You heard... Why didn't you say anything? You were thinking you need a back hair pelt too? Fuck.
What the fuck just happened? The fucking guy has supervillain level powers, and now I don't trust him. Like, well, anyone who can fucking put you in a trance that quickly, you shouldn't trust anyway. But I don't trust that he's just a fucking meatball. Like, I discounted him totally as one of those fast-talking buffoons who have to say all the words they possibly can and then they fucking blow out of the room. Like, but it's much more nefarious than that. Insidious, even. The guy's a fucking supervillain. He's absolutely a fucking supervillain, I'm convinced. But now you're on my radar, motherfucker. You're not gonna fucking catch me lacking again. I'm going to be paying very close attention to everything that motherfucker says from now on. Anyway, on with the next segment.
Segment two.
So one of the things that podcasters do for each other, I guess, and again, I'm not going to say that I'm fairly new to this because I've been dicking around with it since 2018, but I've never really made podcaster friends before. First of all, I'm fucking terrified that podcasting is going the way of blogging, right? Like, no one reads blogs anymore other than bloggers. Bloggers fucking jerk each other off, and it has devolved into a self-sustaining industry. Like, the only people who read blogs are other bloggers. Or if you happen to be looking for a recipe, you might run across a blog that has a recipe that you think might look good. Then you have to scroll down through 5 pages of bullshit to get to, you know, said recipe. I'm concerned that podcasting is going that way. I think you're going to have your big names, Joe Rogan, Amy Poehler, a few other, you know, heavy hitters. And then you're just going to have a really large community of people that jerk each other off. So the chances of, say, this podcast ever hitting the mainstream or people who just happen to listen to podcasts finding it are slim to none for a lot of reasons. But I'm afraid that the podcasting community, by supporting each other and propping each other up, are giving a lot of podcasters a false sense of success. See what I mean? That's okay. That's not why I fucking sat down here. Yet nobody wants to hear my ruminations and fucking postulating on the current state of podcasting and where we're going from here. What I started to say was one thing that podcasters do for each other, and I do actually kind of dig this, is they are very open and upfront and honest about what kind of equipment they use, what software they use, and how they go about getting the sound that they have attained. Recently, I sent emails out to podcasters who have been hosting shows long term. Because I'm really just getting started with this one. This is what, episode 3? And I was asking for feedback on what I've done thus far, because honestly, it's... And maybe I'm wrong, I could be fucking way off here, but I've listened to a healthy number of podcasts in the last few weeks, and I'm not finding anyone doing what I'm doing here. So that's either good or bad. Either I'm a fucking trailblazer, or people aren't doing it because nobody wants to hear it, which is more likely to be the latter than the former. And the reason I reached out to these, I guess you'd call them legacy podcasters, is because I wanted to know, am I just jerking off here? Is the fucking show terrible? Do I need to be doing something different? Like, give me some critique here. Give me some feedback. And I didn't get a lot of response. I have received, I don't know, I sent out maybe 10 emails, and I've gotten, listen to me, I have received 3 back. All very complimentary, which of course feeds into my theory that podcasters just jerk each other off. But the one asked me what I'm doing to produce this sound, because I think she liked the quality of the production. Okay, well, I mean, I guess I can roll with that. My initial reaction to that was, fuck you. I'm not going to give you my trade secrets. Fuck off. Hey, man, I'm glad I caught you before I went home for the weekend. Well, I got a little problem I was going to see if you could help me out with. You know, I don't know if you noticed this or not during our talks, if you've put this all together, but my wife and I, we're kind of into some freaky shit, okay? Well, what ended up happening the other night is she got her pinky nail broke off in my urethra. One of them is the fucking queen of soul, and the other one is your dickhole. It's urethra.
Yeah, it's your urethra. So she got her pinky nail broke off in your urethra. Okay, was that pleasurable? Is that something that you're into? That sounds like that might be okay. Do you think that's okay? I might kind of try to do that.
Well, now, no, it's pleasurable, but it's also a little bit painful. Anyway, she got her fucking pinky nail broke off in my dickhole. This ain't the first time it's happened. When it's happened in the past, we just go on down to the zoo after hours, and we crawl into the aardvark enclosure, and that old aardvark just fucking latches on to my fucking penis and just sucks that old pinky nail right out.
No shit, an aardvark like a fucking anteater. Well, that sounds perfectly reasonable. You just let it latch onto your penis, and it uses its tongue and powers of suction to pull the pinky nail out of your dickhole. That's perfectly reasonable. I can understand why you'd go that way instead of just using a vacuum cleaner or like going to a doctor. I get it.
Well, maybe going to a doctor would be a little bit better, but you know, we're into some freaky shit. We're kind of kinky. We're a little bit dirty. We like to have a lot of fun. Anyway, problem is the aardvark just sucked and sucked and sucked and tongued and sucked. Could not dislodge that there fucking pinky nail. So I got this pinky nail embedded in my fucking dickhole, and it's starting to get a little bit infected. You know what I mean? Starting to fester. Anyway, you seem like a pretty good shit, and we were going to see if you wanted to come out by the house later on tonight, maybe get these needle-nose pliers I got all sitting in the alcohol and the iodine, and see if maybe, since you got steady hands, you know, you might be able to go ahead and extract that pinky nail for me. Now, all you got to do is run them pliers right up in my dickhole, grab onto that pinky nail, and just kind of gently work it out. You can yank it out if you want, but I might come. So if you could just work it out slowly so we don't turn this into a weird sexual thing, I would be greatly appreciative. Just let me know if you want to come by. Okay, I gotta run.
I get where you're coming from. Seems perfectly reasonable. You're sanitizing the needle-nose pliers, and you want me to come out there and run those needle-nose pliers into your wiener and pull out the fingernail. Thanks for coming by and thinking of me, man. Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, equipment. So I don't have a whole lot to tell. On the equipment front, I have a USB microphone, actually a couple. I have the Shure MV7 that everyone really seems to enjoy as podcasters. I'm kind of not a fan. And then I have the Shure MV51, which is, in my opinion, the greatest USB microphone ever made. And naturally, since I love it so much, they have discontinued it, because the people at Shure, at their fucking core, are buffoons. Absolute window-licking fucking morons. I could go down the microphone rabbit hole here and really spend a lot of time telling you about the MV51 and the MV7 and the pros and cons. I'm not going to fucking do that. Get on YouTube and look up somebody doing reviews of both of the microphones, and I'm sure you'll get the fucking picture well painted for you. I'm just going to say one thing for the MV51. Large diaphragm condenser. As far as that, the fucking microphone, the MV51, which is what you're hearing me talk to you on right now, runs into the computer. The computer records in Audacity. I do
the majority of my editing in Osen Audio and Audacity, and that's it. That's the wait a minute. Hey, did that motherfucker just come in here and say that he has his wife's pinky nail broke off in his dick hole, and then he went and got a fucking aardvark to try to suck it out, and that's not going to work, so he wants me to come over and help him extract it? Did you hear that? What the fuck? What the fuck just happened? So that's basically it. That's the setup. A microphone, USB cable into an aging computer using free software that I get off the internet. Okay, well, I think we're just going to go ahead and wrap up this episode of Misanthrope Radio version 2.0. I hope you enjoyed it. Tell a friend. As long as they're cool, don't bring me any fucking twats. Leave a review. I think that they're probably super important, those reviews. I know I'm on Apple Podcasts. I think I'm on Stitcher now, Spotify, Pocket Casts, which apparently is a really popular app. I had no idea. Amazon, of course, Amazon Prime, Audible, which I'm fucking geeked about because I fucking love Audible, and YouTube, and I'm sure I'm fucking leaving some out. Thank you again for listening. Until next time.